वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a class on the nectar of devotion, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 6th of November, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Six advantages. These are the immediate result of taking to Krishna consciousness. Pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. There is a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, मानस देह गेह जो किछु मोर अत्रिनु तुआ पदे नंद किशोर। The purpose of this song is when we surrender to Krishna, prane rathai dhya vacha, then we get relief from all kinds of anxieties. This is very simple to understand. Everyone is in the material world. Here, everyone is full of anxiety. That is the nature of material existence. One after another, problems. So, if somebody says, assures, that you just depend on me, I take charge of all your problems, how much relief you will feel, just imagine. So, an ordinary man, if some ordinary human being says, a friend, that don't worry, I shall take charge of your all affairs, don't worry. So we may doubt an ordinary man, because we know the capacity of an ordinary man. But when Krishna says that I take charge of you, then how much relief you should feel. Krishna is not ordinary man. Krishna is all-powerful, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Yogeshwara. Is the absolute truth. So when He assures that I take charge of you, Aṁ tvā sarva pāpibhyaḥ mukkhiṣyāmi, gives assurance that I shall get you liberated, delivered from the reaction of all sinful activities. We suffer due to our sinful activities. That is the general meaning of suffering. For pious activities, we enjoy. But in this material world, either we enjoy or suffer. The common factor is suffering. Suppose if for my pious activities I get good birth, janmaiśajya suta śrī, by pious activities we get birth in good family, janma, aishajya, we get sufficient riches, wealthy family, wealthy parents, janma, aishajya, suta, good education, and sri, beauty. These are the result of pious activities. But to take birth in the family of a king or very rich man, the sufferings of taking birth is the same as the poor man suffers within the womb of his mother, similarly the rich man also suffers within the womb of his mother. The sufferings of taking birth is equal to the poor man and rich man. There is no difference. When there is disease, fever, it is less painful to the rich man and very painful to the poor man. The pain is the same. So actually, so long there is material existence, the so-called suffering and enjoying, they are on the same level, there is no difference. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, as Krishna assures, Aham tva sarva papi bhamokhoishami, I shall get you released from all kinds of sinful activities. That is real auspices. Means, when Krishna takes charge, he gradually educates the devotee, buddhi jovam, in devotional service, so that he may go back home, back to Godhead, Krishna. That is real auspicity. In the material world, so-called auspicity, to become very rich, to become very educated, to become very beautiful, high parentage, they are also in material consideration, they are auspicity, undoubtedly. But they are also adulterated with so many sufferings, threefold miseries, adhyatmik, adhibhauti, adhidaivi. So actually, such position is not auspicity. Real auspicity is go back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, it is said, pure devotional service means without any material motive. Annam vilasita sunnam, jnana karmadana abhitam. So, pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness. All auspiciousness means go back to home, back to God. So if we stick to pure devotional service, follow the rules and regulations, chant 16 rounds, be engaged always in the service of the Lord, then ultimate gain is that takta deham punarjanmanaiti mamiti bhava. Pure devotional service automatically puts one in transcendental pleasure. The transcendental pleasure and material pleasure, there is difference. Material pleasure means sense gratification, and transcendental pleasure means satisfaction of Krishna. A devotee is satisfied seeing Krishna is pleased. That is the sense. Through Krishna, material pleasure means direct sense perception, and spiritual pleasure means through Krishna. If Krishna is satisfied, then the devotee is satisfied. Just like a tree, the leaves and twigs become satisfied through the root of the tree. So Krishna is the root. Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartati. So, transcendental pleasure means feeling of pleasure through Krishna. Just as the gopis and Krishna. Gopi, when they saw Krishna is pleased, they became happy. And Krishna, when he saw that the gopis are happy, he became happier. Again the gopi sees that Krishna is happier, they become more happy. In this way there is competition of happiness. The gopi sees Krishna happier, they feel happiness. And Krishna sees gopis happier, Krishna feels happiness. This word is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Duye lage hura huri. This is spiritual competition. So, pure devotional service automatically puts one in transcendental pleasure. In the material pleasure, if I see you happy, I am unhappy. If I see you unhappy, I become happy. This is nature. I may say otherwise, but material nature is, if one is put into difficulty, then I become very happy. And if I am happy, others become envious. This is material pleasure. Whereas spiritual pleasure means that when one sees Krishna is happy, a devotee is happy, the other devotee becomes happier. That is spiritual pleasure. In the spiritual world, there is competition. But when one is advanced, the competitor becomes happy. Oh, he is so advanced, I could not do so. There is no enviousness. In the material world, if one is advanced, other who is not advanced, he is envious. This is the difference between spiritual pleasure and material pleasure. It is not difficult to understand. Material pleasure means, if you are happy, I become unhappy. If you are unhappy, then I become happy. This is material pleasure. And spiritual pleasure means, by seeing your happiness, I become happy. By seeing, but there is no distress in the spiritual world. Simply by seeing the happiness of other devotee, another devotee becomes happier. Pure devotional service can rarely achieve. That is the criterion. Pure devotional service has got so many advantages, but it is very difficult. It is very difficult. Na janma koti sukriti bhi na labhati. Pure devotional service, even after endeavoring for millions and millions of births, it is very difficult to achieve. Pure devotional service can be achieved only through the mercy of a pure devotee. Otherwise it is not possible. Mahi asang padur jyovi seka niskin chananang navrnita javad naishang matistavaduru kramang vim prishatta. What is that? The purpose is that unless one takes the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, it is not possible to become a pure devotee. Mahi asang padaraja. Mahi asang, great personality, great devotee. Padaraja means the dust of the lotus feet, abhishekam, taken to the, on the head. Mahiya sang padara jubishi niskinchana. Mahiya sang, great personality means niskinchan. Bhagavad Bhakta is niskinchan. He has no more material obligation. That is Bhagavad Bhakta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajano Nukas. Bhagavad Bhajanam Mukh means niskincha. No material obligation. No material duty. Nayang rini na kinkara rajan sarmatmana ji saranam saranam gato mukunda. Anyone who has completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, saranam saranyam gato mukunda, parihittu kartum, giving up all other duties. Taktva sadharmam charanam bhujam hare. If one takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, giving up all other duties. There are so many duties. You have got duty towards your family, towards your kinsmen, towards your country, towards the animals, other living entities, your obligation to the demigods, great saintly persons, rishis. You are reading Vedas, but it is given by Vyasadeva, so you are indebted to him. Similarly, many other shastras we read, so we are indebted. Devarshi, rishi, devata, the demigods, we are taking sun sign. We are obliged to sun god. We are taking moon sign. We are obliged to moon sign, moon god, the air god, Varuna. Everyone, they are helping us. We cannot do without this. You cannot live without water. You cannot live without light. You cannot live without heat. So who is supplying? Of course Krishna is supplying, but we cannot see Krishna directly. They are being supplied by different demigods. Therefore deva-yajna is recommended. Deva-yajna means ultimately to satisfy Krishna. So these are the processes. But if one takes to Krishna consciousness, he has no more obligation to all the devatas. Devarshi, Bhutapta, Ninang, Pitrina. We have got so many obligations. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, everyone will be pleased and you haven't got to oblige them by your service to them. Otherwise, you are bound to give them obeisances for their beneficial contribution. So, devotional service is rarely achieved. Rarely achieved means if you achieve, then you become free from all obligation. Na janma koti bhi sukriti bhi tatra laudlam ekamullam na lambhate ja janma koti bhi sukriti. Krishna consciousness can be achieved simply by your intense desire that this life I shall try to achieve favor of Krishna. Krishna will help you. Tisham satat yuktana bhajatang priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadami. If you are actually seriously engaged in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna gives us intelligence how to approach him. So pure devotional service is really achieved, but by chance, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti latami. If we somehow or other come in contact with bona fide Guru and Krishna, Krishna is already there, we are already in touch. And if we are serious, then by grace of Krishna, we get niskinchan, devotee, and by his grace, we achieve to the platform of devotional service. Otherwise, it is very difficult. Not by executing karma, jnana, yoga. No. Bhakta mama vijana. Simply, you have to take pure devotional service. Therefore, it is very difficult. People do not wish to come to the pure devotional service. They want hajpat. Something this, something that, something that. No. Sarva dharman parityajya mamek, that is the beginning of pure devotional service. No other engagement, simply Krishna. That is pure devotional service. But that is very difficult to achieve. People will not accept the simple thing. You give them big, big formulas, yoga system, ashtanga yoga, they will like it, it is something. Just like it, homeopathic medicine, because it has no taste, there is no trouble to drink, people do not believe in it. But if you give them some very bitter, pungent medicine, it is something. Similarly, if you give the simple process as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nastiva 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 Gatudandatha, they did not take it very seriously. Or simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one will be liberated and he'll go to back. This is exaggeration, they will say. But if you give them some difficult job, that you press your nose in this way, you make your head downwards and you exercise in this way and do it, they'll think, yes, it is something. So, things are very easy and one can achieve very easily. But they are reluctant to take the easiest process given by Krishna, given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna is giving the easiest process, that you surrender unto me, I give you all possible help. We are not prepared to do that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you simply chant Hare Krishna, you will achieve the highest perfection. Not we are prepared. Therefore, it is said, pure devotional service is really achieved. People will not accept the simple thing. They want to make something very difficult. Then it is all right. Those in pure devotional service derive even the conception of liberation. Yes. Mukti mukulitanjali sevati asma. A devotee does not care for mukti. Mukti, why they will care for mukti? As soon as he is a pure devotee, mukti is on his leg. Why he should try for mukti? Billamangal Thakur says, mukti mukulitanjali sevati asma. There is no need of separate endeavor for getting liberation. It is already there. Mukti mukulitanjali sevati asman dharmartha kama moksha samaya pratiksha. So pure devotional service is the only means to attract. Those in pure devotional service derive even the conception of liberation. Mukti, Prabhupadananda Saraswati, Kaivalya. Mukti's another name is Kaivalya. Everything is one. One knowledge, that's all. So, Prabhupadananda Saraswati says, Kaivalyam Narakayat. This conception of liberation, that I have become one with the Supreme, it is to a devotee just like hell. Kaivalyam Narakayat. They do not give very much value to such conception, to become one with the Supreme, or liberation, mukti. And this is moksha-kami, those who are aspiring after nirbhid brahmanusandha, without any difference with the Supreme Brahma. That is called mukti, liberation. And tidasapura-akasa-puspayate. And the kurmis, they are aspiring after heavenly planets. Tridasapura. Tridasa means 30. So, there are more than 30 millions of demigods in different planetary systems. They are called heavenly planets. So, they are akasa-puspa. Akasa-puspa means a flower does not grow in the sky. It is something imaginary, phantasmagoria. Tridasapura akasa-puspayate. So, kurmis are interested in the akasa-puspa, heavenly planet. And the jnanis are interested in mukti, kurmic jnani. And yogis are interested how to control the senses. So, Prabhupadananda Saraswati Maharaj says, that duddanta indriya kala sarpa patali prutkhata dhanastraya. The senses are our enemies. That's all right. We also admit. The yogis try to control the senses and mind because they think of the senses just like serpent. Serpent little touch by the tongue. Immediately, it causes death. So it is very dangerous. But Prabhupada Saraswati says that we are not afraid of these serpents because Prutkhata Dhanastrayate, the serpent is so long dangerous as long as it has got the poison teeth. Poison teeth. Prutkhata Dhanastrayate. See, if you take away the poison teeth, then have a big serpent teeth maybe. Nobody will be after. In the Bengal it is said, Bishnai Kulopana Chakra. If a serpent is known that his poison teeth has been taken away, so his big hood, nobody will be afraid. One who knows that he has no poison teeth. A child may be afraid, but anyone knows. So, for a devotee, the senses are there, but it is not like serpent. The dangerous point of sense, for sense gratification, that is taken out. That poison teeth is taken out. So therefore, a devotee is not afraid of the senses. They can easily handle the senses because the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, which means the poison teeth of the serpent of sense is taken out. Duddhanta indriya kala sarpa patali pratkhata dhanastha. So, pure devotional surrender. In this way, the point is, the pure devotee does not give very much value to so-called liberation. Because so-called liberation, so-called, it is in this sense that we have seen many so-called liberated persons, vimukta manina. They consider the vimukta manina. Now, you'll be pleased to hear that one of the Mahavadi sannyasi in India, very well known, his disciples came to me to invite me because they are now seeing that then Mahavad philosophy has not been so much effective as devotional service, practical. So, they are now taking gradually to devotional service. They are trying to read Bhagavad, although they are habituated to malinterpret. But they have no other, they have finished their job. Now they are gradually coming to bhakti marga. That is natural, if one is actually sincere. After suffering the distress of impersonalism, gradually they will come to surrender to the person. Bhavanam janmanavante jnanavan mang prabhadate. So, when one becomes devotee, jnanis, they give too much value to liberation, moksha, nibbhed brahmanusandha. But yogis, they give too much value for controlling the senses. Karmis, they give too much value to the acts of promotion to the heavenly planet. But for a devotee, these things are very teeny. They don't care for these things, neither for the karmis or for the jnanis or for the yogis. There, janglabdhya chaparang labhag mannate nadhikang tataha. A bhakta who has come to Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service, he has no more any desire for the resultant action of kurmis, jnanis and yogis. He is so fixed up. There are many examples, just like Dhruva Maharaj. Here, when he was offered anything he wanted, actually he wanted the kingdom of his father, but when he actually became fixed up in devotional service, he said, Swamin kitarthosmi varang na jaj. I am no more to ask anything, material benediction. Baro, no, I don't want. So, Krishna consciousness is so nice that automatically one feels fulfillment of all desires. Therefore, what they will desire for liberation, for mukti, it is most insignificant. The next is, pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. You cannot attract Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full opulences. See, you cannot attract Krishna by your richness, by your reputation, by your education, by your beauty, or by your strength or renunciation. No, you cannot attract Krishna by all these things, because he is already full. You cannot attract by anything, any opulence, Krishna, because he is Atmaram. But if you offer something to Krishna, it is for your benefit. The example is given, just like the original person is decorated in the mirror, the reflection of the person is also decorated. Similarly, if you decorate the deity gorgeously, you will feel happy. Krishna has many devotees or many things for being decorated. But if you in the temple, if you offer Krishna all nice things, all nice flowers, all nice dress, all nice food, everything, all nice, then you will feel happy. That is your interest. Therefore, pure devotional service is the only means for attract Krishna. Attract Krishna, Krishna will be happy in this way, that you are doing so much for Krishna. Krishna has everything. But your devotional service, that sincerity of purpose, will attract. My Guru Maharaj used to say that do not try to see Krishna. Render your service in such a nice way that let Krishna see you. When Krishna sees you, then your mission is perfect. We cannot see Atasya Krishna Namadi Navhavid Gaya Indriyai. We cannot perceive Krishna by our senses. But when our senses are engaged in satisfying Krishna, then Krishna sees us. Swami was Purattva. And when Krishna sees us, then our life is successful. And how Krishna can see us? Simply by our devotion. Otherwise, you cannot satisfy Krishna by opulence, by education, by scholarship, by beauty, by riches. No, these things Krishna has all perfectly. He is full with all these opulences. Bhaktyamavabhijanati. If you want to attract Krishna, then be engaged in pure devotional service. Thank you. Hare Krishna.